You know what I've realized? I think this is what's happening to me. I'm getting older and getting less. I'm getting more horny.
Okay.
But less wanting to even have sex.
Exactly. Yes, dude. Yeah.
Like, I see a girl, eventually, and I'm just like, holy shit, what I would do to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you get I'm more, in the room, and I'm like, ah. Well, I'm just going to hang out.
The older you get, the hotter all girls get to you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's probably
you
how dudes
like,
gotten the feet and shit.
Huh?
That's probably how dudes gotten, like, feet and shit.
Absolutely. You develop
it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll suck your toes.
Well, that has, like, an evolutionary thing to it, too.
Really?
Yeah.
The size of women's feet typically dictate their fertility.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just touching guys. I touch my friends when
yeah,
I
talk. Yeah, you just touch our boys, dude. It's no big
deal. Can't reach me.
But yeah, that's feet. It's like,
do you want to challenge feet, that?
Waist hip ratio. It's feet, waist hip ratio, and a couple other things that dictate how fertile.
Thank
how
you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Stemless wine glass, I approve.
I think the feet thing comes because I think you develop that at a later age. I think you get so fucking horny that you're just like, I would, you know what I'd like? I see this girl and I'd like to shave her head. I see these girls on TikTok. Dude, we joked about it before. It's like you get to the point where it's like, man, that girl's so hot. I'd love to strangle her to death.
True. True.
Right on.
True.
You know what I mean? It's like, man, I'd like to break into her house and eat her.
That's how Armie Hammer got down.
Yeah. Armie Hammer did
Armie
get down.
I'll fucking eat you.
What's it? Dude.
I'll fucking eat you.
Yeah. So he was trying to eat you.
I told Spade, I'll go Hannibal Lecter. If that's what it takes, like at this point, it's a fucking lost cause. I might as well, I'll fucking eat you.
What do you mean it's a lost cause?
We're on Shriv.
We're on Shriv. 4 months.
We're on Shriv together.
4 months. I'm on Shriv until
you're sitting Shriva. How long have you been sitting Shriva?
4 months.
You're 4 months no pussy.
Yep.
That happens, bro.
I know. I'm okay with that. It's more of a spiritual
experience.
But now
you want to eat a woman, though.
And now, yeah, you got.
I'm saying maybe if I say that, like, oh my God, this guy's crazy.
Well, you can tease women like that. If you see them on the street, be like,
nip at them.
Baby, mommy, mommy.
Go like this.
And just if
softly
you play,
bite them.
If you
like
see
a
woman, exactly. If you playfully bite a woman on the street,
I know
love
a dude who
that,
did that.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, a guy. Mm.
Especially like the train station.
Dude, it was a carpenter.
Just lean over.
Bite him.
Dude,
nibble on the
flight,
trap.
On a flight, just bite their hair. They're sitting in front of you. Just.
This worked.
Oh, just suck up a strand of hair like a spaghetti
tortoise.
Noodle.
I know a carpenter who did this.
Wait, hold on. You know a carpenter who did what?
This chick got up on it. I was working for that company, and we were doing apartments. And this girl's like, I need help doing my blinds. And this guy is a psychopath. She walked up the ladder, and he bit her ass.
What?
And it worked.
What?
And it worked. And they had sex.
Right then and there?
Yes.
Six-footer?
Yeah, he was a six-footer. It's not a big deal. His nickname was Tomahawk, so he had a lot going for him.
You had a nickname like that?
Tomahawk, yeah.
Did it have anything to do with his cock, or was it just a cool nickname?
His name.
Tomahawk.
Yeah.
Damn, his name is Tomahawk, and he bit a girl's
ass
and fucked her?
And it worked out, yep.
Holy shit, dude.
I think at that point, that
I've been afraid
like...
to say hi.
It also might have been like an adrenaline. It's an adrenaline thing, too.
Yeah.
You know, like when goats just pass out, there's those goats that pass out if they're really scared?
Yes.
It could have been something like, she's like, ah. Yeah,
that's a next level horny.
True. That's the horniest
like, if you're
you
ready
can
to
get.
Risk sexual assault to maybe have sex with a woman.
Dude, there's a horniness that gets in your chest and it hurts and it can make you cry. It can make you cry.
True.
Don't tell anyone
with
that.
Joy.
Don't tell anybody that. You get so horny, you cry.
Like Stevie Janowski pointing a gun at his dick.
Oh, fucking do it. Damn, I get it. Look, I feel
it sometimes gets
true.
To that point.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
What are we going to lie?
No, it's true.
We're not liars here. We came here to tell the truth.
Yeah, dude. This is the blazing sword of truth.
People hate to hear that men get so horny they want to cry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We get so fucking horny.
No,
it's true.
We support what you said, dude. Everybody's on board.
It's a frustration mixed with a horniness with their...
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, so how do you relieve the tension? What do you do to like relieve the tension?
You just got to find the perfect dumb slut. You got to find a slut that's so whorish.
Or harness those powers.
That she ignores all of the red flags of a man being like...
white
start to finish of the date. Yeah, just white knuckling the entire... Just like, yeah, you want to go out to eat?
I think that's what plenty of fish is for.
Just
plenty
the
of fish. As soon as you get that horny, you just download POF, dude.
I would love to have like the access to a GoPro of the chick that I'm on dates with, like later on to rewind it.
Yeah.
Oh hell, you
so
can set this up.
I can see what they see.
Yeah, you can set this. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Fuck. I would never.
That would be hilarious.
I would never. Oh, God.
Yeah, that'd be tough to watch.
There was a date where she was like, are you sure you don't want to go somewhere else? And I was like, nah, this place rules. And I drank like 9 beers. I got completely
shit-faced. She was trying to bounce you out of the place.
I got completely shit-faced. And then I was like, I had a great time. I really like you. And then she never told me.
Yeah, she was trying to bounce you out of the place.
You did the right thing there, truthfully. Yeah. When it comes to getting pussy.
You stood
pussy,
your ground like a man.
When it comes to getting pussy, there's nothing a girl likes more than a guy who's just like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Be a part of it or not. This is what I'm doing.
It's my plan.
Season 2, Love on the Spectrum.
True. True.
Yeah, why would we leave? This place is great.
Dave and Buster's. Don't you think we should go?
Like, bullseye on the skee
ball. There's so many video games here. Why would we leave?
Yeah, he's like, but I still have $15 on my power card. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'm trying to get enough tickets to get the remote car. So no, I'm not going to eat your pussy.
Spud, you're going to find love and it's going to just overwhelm
you. Rock your world.
I know Maryland is my favorite state.
Yeah, are there any single ladies in here tonight?
Maryland ladies.
Make some motherfucking noise.
Woo! We love you, Spud!
Table 9, you lying bitches.
Yeah. It was,
have fun in hell.
How dare you?
Are there any single effeminate men?
We can drive home tonight, dude. Fuck it.
Deal. Huh? Hour and a half.
You can drive home tonight, man.
Wasn't a big deal.
No, we're fine. We're not trying to send anybody up on a date, but you know, if you're a lady and you want to hang out with some of the fellas, we'll be at the bar after this.
Just put it out there.
Nothing serious. Doesn't have to be anything. We're not going to eat you, like we said. I know we were a little heavy-handed on this about perhaps crying and eating you.
Yeah. You just saw Silence of the Lambs for the first time,
and Matrix.
Yeah, I am jealous of the fact that you've never seen a movie.
Dude, I haven't seen a fucking
movie. I just saw the gayest movie.
What was the gayest movie?
What the fuck was that movie? What is it
called? It was just about a gay couple. The one guy had dementia. It's an older gay couple, a very sad gay movie.
It's the Notebook about gay dudes?
Pretty much. Literally, pretty much.
It is hilarious.
Wait, so the guy has dementia.
I can't believe I can't think of a pun on Gay Notebook.
Yeah.
Dude, it's two older gay men. One dude has dementia, and they're riding it out together.
What do they talk about?
Dude, wiping each other's asses and shit. It's what? Fucking wild.
So
where the fuck movie was this? How long? Wait, what was it called?
I'll look it up.
Spade watching it and was like taking videos.
I was like taking videos, sending them to my friends.
The Cockbook?
Close.
That was the best I got from the start. From the start, that was the best I got. What was that? Mead? Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, all right. Yeah, fair. Yeah. Well, that's why we're up here and you're there. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Just joshing.
That was a joke.
Ooh.
What was the movie like when you watched this? What did it say it was about?
Two gay guys.
There's a gay guy just slowly forgetting everything?
I just watched like 3 movies on dementia. Dude, Anthony Hopkins is in one called The Father, and he's like, he gets so whacked out. He's like, is my mummy going to come and visit me? My mummy? Can I see my mummy? I need my mummy.
Dude, what's he talking? Oh, shit. Is that what he won Best Actor for?
Maybe this year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He won. Wasn't that funny? Everybody was, because it was all the white liberals were trying to, like, they're like, it's time, Chadwick Boseman.
Yep.
And then they're like, once again, Anthony Hopkins.
He's the best.
For a movie that literally nobody even heard about once.
Dude, it was just him being gay. The gayest movie ever made is Supernova.
Supernova.
Supernova?
This is the gayest movie ever made.
That's the one of the guys like forgetting everything.
It starts out with two gay guys spooning. It's hilarious.
All right. You mean literally the gayest movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like just the gayest movie.
No.
You mean this is homosexuality? Riddled.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. Also, too, I was wondering if gay dudes finger each other. But
yes,
I
of course.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Definitely.
I would think so.
Have you fingered a butthole?
It's like a weird shower thought.
It's the best.
Yeah.
No, not how. I'm not asking you.
I mean, like the way that you do to a girl.
Yes. Yeah. It's the best thing you can do is finger a butthole, especially while your penis is in there. And you try to touch your own penis.
Yeah, I love that.
Woo! Damn, stepdad.
Dude, I mean, I will say that's...
For real, though, when I got my stepmom and she wasn't hot, I was bummed. Just throwing it out there.
True.
Yeah, that would be a real bummer.
True. I mean...
Woo!
Yeah.
Not related.
Cheers.
I mean, that's the least you can do.
I tried.
Is bring home a dime piece for your kids, dude. Bring him a dime piece for your teenage sons. Like,
dig in, boys.
Chuck his stepsister at me at 20. Ooh. I have to try.
Heard that.
I have to.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
No. You did what was right.
Yeah, I did what was right.
You tossed a bite.
Got denied. Not going to lie.
It doesn't work out like it does in the movies.
Any single ladies in the house tonight?
First of all, you're right, though. Yeah, if I was ever put in that type of situation, I'd cross the line.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
At 20 years old, there, at 20 years old,
bro,
you're not straight if you don't cross the line.
I mean, when I was 20,
let's try out our new try out my new mattress.
Yeah. She was literally crossing the line.
Yeah,
she crossed the line. When I was 20, I was looking at the family dog.
Saw you had.
Yeah.
That's what? On the table.
No, I'm just joking.
I used to deal with the
he was a guy cartoon dog, Robin Hood. Dude, I'm not gay.
The what?
Cartoon Robin Hood?
What about? Oh, you talking about the fox?
Oh, my God.
Dude. Yeah, were you attracted any cartoon characters? Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit.
That was an actual human, though.
Yeah, it was a human cartoon with giant tits.
Okay, so that actually was not a rabbit?
Lola Rabbit.
Oh,
Lola
Bunny. I'm thinking of the girl rabbit from...
Space Jam. Lola Bunny.
Well, she's hot.
Whore.
I'm thinking about... I'm going all the way back to Bambi. Didn't Bambi have a girl rabbit?
Bambi had, yes.
It's hard for me to
Thumper
get...
Thumper had those fucking eyes, dude. When I was seven,
I was like genuinely attracted to that bunny from Bambi. I was like, that bunny's hot
designed, as fuck. It was designed to make you hard as a young boy.
It worked.
It seriously was. It's kind of weird.
Dude, Disney's a pervert fucking... It's Lola a pervert sexual. Movie station.
Yeah.
They make those movies to get kids fucking hard, dude. Dude, they got caught throwing in like sex shit.
Yeah. Dude, I used to carry around my Little Mermaid VHS.
Oh my
and
God,
I took it to people.
Gross,
I took it to people's houses.
To show people the dog.
Yo, get this. I took this to people's houses before I knew what like boners were. But I knew what I was doing.
Sure.
I would be like, can I put my movie on? I'd go in, put it in, I'd lay down in front of the carpet and just start off the ground.
You're a pressure player.
Oh, big time, always.
Wait, to other people's houses?
Like to my grandma's house.
You'd be like, hey, can we
toss this dog when it starts scooting around the fucking get the fuck out of
here. I would just lay in front of the TV and just hump.
Damn. How about when they're singing, you kiss the girl like, you know you want her.
Oh, dude.
Just kiss the girl.
Sebastian is
that's such a horny song, by the way.
That whole thing's horned up.
Yeah, the whole thing's
the Little Mermaid's
true.
Hot.
It's erotic as fuck.
What about your home turf?
What do you mean?
Your home turf for the Little Mermaid. Different scene or?
What are you talking about, my house?
Yeah.
I mean.
Wait, what?
What? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a piece of information. He's trying to pry out.
The rug was all jammed.
No, that's way later.
He jizzed on the rug so much it was
well,
fucked up.
To be fair,
dude, I fucking destroyed my parents' house.
That is understandable because when you're that young and you're blowing loads on the carpet, like, all right, disappeared. Fucking rub it in with
you
your
think
foot.
That, yeah. You think that, dude? I did the same
dude,
thing.
My stepsister,
but you're not alone.
Navy my stepsister moved into my room and said, what's wrong with the rugs? I slept on the floor from ages 9 to 15 with my grandmother in the house.
Woo!
She used to do the rosary and say novenas every night. And I just slept in a sleeping bag.
Like a fucking gremlin.
Yeah, my sleeping bag was crusted, dude.
It was like a crystal cave.
Just sinning in a fucking sleeping
and
bag.
And I wonder why my dad hates me. And he walked in the morning, he would walk in my room to wake me up, and he would just kick me. I was in a sleeping bag, he would just kick me.
Yeah, like, he didn't want to touch you.
He's
a fucking
kick you.
Jizz burrito on the floor. Oh my God.
He would
dude.
Probably kick
cum
you.
Dust.
Exactly. It would just it'd be particulate cum just in the air.
Shit, just smell dude. Like chlorine every time he unzips.
I've never.
I mean, that's his error, for the, you know, to be real.
I've never heard an audible gasp at one of our shows.
Who gasped?
That during the carpet part, there was like a literal, like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, dude, think of the shit.
Knocked the wind out of all these fucking weird perverts.
Think of the cost of recarpeting two rooms.
Oh, they had to recarpet them because of that?
It's a few G's because of your horniness.
Dude, I ruined
yeah,
a rug
bragging,
in high school. I thought the same thing. I thought cum just disappeared in a rug.
Yeah, you should go.
Does you upgrade to a wet towel?
Stays
like, this
forever.
Will fix it.
Yeah, it's an it's a
why
small.
Why guys jizzing on the floor?
So I was
animals too.
I had to, bro.
Yeah.
I never jizzed on the floor.
We're very close
because
to
I
fucking
in the heat of the moment, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
I
always.
Exactly.
That's
on
gross.
Belly?
Upon my belly.
Well, I was
pause
I was having intercourse.
Pause
yo,
that.
I like that.
What do you mean?
No, I don't do that.
Paul, you're fine.
Here, come on yourself.
Make your mom clean up your cum like a fucking weirdo.
If I don't come on myself,
make your mom get on her hands and knees and scrub your cum out, you weirdo.
She had to freak out on those guys.
Quit jizzing on the goddamn rug.
She did. Dude, the one I hit was like it was one of those like non-nappy area rugs. It was at my high school girlfriend's house.
Nice.
And it was her mom. I was in there and her mom was like, what the hell? And she was like hitting it and messing with it. And I was just like,
trying to see if it's
lady,
absolutely cum shaped stains. You know, cum. It's like like if you were to give me the Rorschach ink blot test, I'd be like, that's cum. That's a fucking,
every time.
That's a cum.
Yeah. Every Rorschach, you're just like, cum.
Cum.
He's like, okay, we're gonna try this again.
That's a 4-day load right there.
Cum.
But yeah,
all right, guys, let's knock it off.
Let's switch gears. Let's switch gears. Yeah, let's switch gears.
These people didn't pay to hear us talk about cum.
I mean, you got to know about that. Coming on a rug is
What did you think about the battlefield today, Matt?
Woo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Dude,
yeah, it's time for the Civil War part. Mm-hmm. Sacred ground is exactly right.
Absolutely. Yeah, we went to Antietam. I bought an eyeglass. That was telescope and eyeglass.
That was pretty cool.
Came in handy.
I was happy for
it. I read one of the monuments from the car. We couldn't really see.
And then I pretended I could read it.
Yeah, that was...
After you said that.
It's kind of bothering me.
It was really funny. I couldn't read that at all. He looked at his spyglass and he's like, oh, that's a Maryland monument over there. I wouldn't have seen it. I was like, yeah, I can see that.
Oh, kill me.
Just to try to ruin the fact that he bought a spyglass. Yeah. And then I made up what I could read underneath it. Damn, you didn't know I was lying?
I thought you were.
I'm a good thespian.
You are a good thespian.
I was just like, what's it say underneath?
I thought you were lying.
12 officers, 12th Corps.
Yeah, dude.
Maryland. Yeah, that's what it says. And he was just like, God damn, you can see that from here?
Yeah, getting old, dude.
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
close
you're not
to stealing valor.
Huh?
Like doing something like that.
Stealing sight valor?
Stealing sight valor, yeah.